This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's newest member of the House has hit a roadblock in her effort to carry a firearm openly in the nation's capital. Washington, D.C. Police Chief Robert Conte says Republican Lauren Boebert would be breaking the law if she openly carries a gun in the city. He says there are no exceptions to the district's ban on all open carry. Conte plans to contact Boebert directly about her intentions, but she says she knows the law.
And so the D.C. Chief of Police is welcome to contact me. I don't know if he's contacting each and every person to make sure that they're following all the traffic laws. If I said that I was coming to drive in Washington, D.C., maybe he needs to call me.
Boebert says she will carry her weapon lawfully, but didn't go into detail about her plans. Extraction Oil and Gas has received the green light to emerge from bankruptcy. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackas reports.
The Denver-based oil and gas producer filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy this summer and laid off dozens of workers to reorganize and clear itself from $1.7 billion of debt. The Denver Business Journal reports a judge approved Extraction's plan to restructure as a standalone company. It failed to strike deals with potential buyers or merge partners. The plan's approval means Extraction could emerge from bankruptcy early this year. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackas, CPR News.
John Elway is stepping down as general manager of the Denver Broncos after 10 years. He will stay on as president of football operations and help choose his successor for GM. Coming up, data show that a rise in certain crimes has coincided with the pandemic's grip, what's been happening in cities, and whether the spike in homicides can be curbed. Then, two runoffs in Georgia will decide control of the U.S. Senate. On this day before the election, the latest on the political campaigns and what some voters are thinking. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. At CPR.org, school districts are getting ready to send kids back to classrooms after Governor Polis announced plans to relax COVID restrictions in regions of the state where the virus was hit hardest. New year, new patchwork of policies across Colorado school districts. The story is available at CPR.org. 52 in Denver, 31 in Vail, 28 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.